Wisdom is available to us. Notice what he said. And I'm going to read on. But I'm going to talk about wisdom here in a minute, some things. I'm going to read on. He said, and I read verse 21. Let's read it again. He said, that I may call those that love me to inherit. I may call those that what? All right, when you love someone, that means you will submit to them, won't you? Amen. I may call those that love me to inherit substance. And then he said, and I will do what? Now here's what I want to get to, and then I want to talk about wisdom. So he said, I was set up from everlasting. How long wisdom been set up? From the beginning or ever the earth was, or were before the earth were here. When there was no depths, I was brought forth. When there was no fountain abounding with water. Before the mountain was settled. Before the hill was, I was brought forth. Before the hill was, I was brought forth. While as yet there was, let me get it where I can see it. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the high places, high parts of the dust of the world. When he had prepared the heaven, I was there. Other words. All right, now, let me read just a little further. I was there. When he set up the compass upon the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the foundation of the, when he gave to the sea his, I want you to listen what he's saying. So, because I'm going to talk about wisdom just a little bit here. When he gave the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandments. When he appointed the foundation of the earth, then I was by him as one brought up with him. And I was daily his delight. All right, notice what wisdom said in creation. It talks about when there was no depths, I was brought forth. When there was no fountain abounding with water, before the mountain was settled, before the hills were brought forth, who was there? All right. Wisdom Let me switch over here a minute. Just give me a second. All right. Here we are. Wisdom is the quality of having experience. Now watch it now. The quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. Wisdom have experienced when there was no depths. Wisdom right there saw God put depths. All the creation, wisdom were right there. What is wisdom saying to us? I know how it went together. I know how it was created. I know what he used. I was there to do it. He created me to do it. When there was no earth, no dirt, no dust, I was the one he used to make it. I know how he made it. I know where he made it from. I know where it came from. And here you are. Here I am. God had called us into his kingdom. And what did he say to us when he called us in his kingdom? What was the first thing he said to the first man? Be fruitful, multiply, and do what? Wonder why he's telling me. Because wisdom was there to show him how to do it. But even though Adam did what? Blew it, messed it up, right? Did not God provide a second Adam? Did he bring forth, and not only did he provide a second Adam, God even said, he is our wisdom. Know how to do it? There's nothing that's been made or nothing that you see that's been made and that you don't see. Wisdom know how. Know how to put it together, know what makes it work, how to put it in play. And even though you're simple, wisdom know how to let you see into it, know how to give you understanding of it, give you knowledge of that, then give you the knowledge how to use that. Give you the ability to use the knowledge to do that. So we say, well, I'm too simple. I just don't. Well, see, longer you saying that, and I'm going to read to you so you won't be saying it anymore. And you know, I've been guilty too. I quit saying it. Sometimes we say, well, it's too hard. Well, it is hard when you're trying to look into the realm of the spirit with your mind. When you're trying to see into the things of God with your understanding, your mind, your intellect, you'll never get it. You'll never get it.